ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। First three verses, four verses we read together. Yunjana pradamam manah tatvaya savitadiyah agnir jodir nichaya pradivya atyabhat uktena manasa vayam devasya savidusave suvargeyaya shaktya युक्त्वाय मनसा देवान् सुवर्यतो धियो दिवम् बृहज्योतिकरिष्यतः सविता प्रसुवादितान् युञ्जते मन युञ्जते उत युञ्जते धियो विप्रा विप्रः स बहुतो विपश्चितः विहोत्रा ददे वयुना विदेकः इन्महि देवस्य सविदु परिष्टुतिः। इवन दो सम ऑफ देम आर नॉट इन मीटर, स्टॉप एंड थिंक, होल्ड इट। Chapter 2, verse number 4, we finished, or we are starting.
I don't think this will work.
Thanks. Upasana. Let's find. Upasana means upasanam. What we very, very well know as pujanam or worship is basically sitting near God. We sit near TV, computer. So when we sit near anything, the quality of that slowly comes to us. You know, we also become computer-like. When we sit too much time in with somebody also it happens. Sasangatve.
Nisangat.
Nisangatvam. Dusangatve. Bahusangatvam. So when we are in this dusanga, then we get attached to the world also. So when we are sitting in the proximity of the Lord, not only just the form of Lord, but having the feeling that it is Bhagavan. Shivo Bhutva Shivam Yacheta. So if you are worshipping Bhagavan Shiva, you should have the attitude Aham Shiva. Meaning, that's why we wear the vibhuti and other things, or if you are sitting in the form next to of Vishnu, then you also wear Nama. Why? Vishnu Bhutva Vishnam Vajete. Become the Lord. Invoke the Lord in your heart. And externally they show it with that marks. You would not see a person who is worshipping Vishnu wearing Rudraksha Mala. That belongs to Shiva. So why it is so? Because you emulate the qualities of the deity that you worship. That is called upasana. Upe samipe stitva. Having sat next to the form you are invoking. Te gunan, the qualities of that swayam for oneself. You know, cultivate that very thing. So that is your upasana. So we saw here that the upasana of Surya. Surya upasana in a kimphalam. What is the result of Surya upasana? Suryavat prakasham apnodi. Suryavat, like that of the sun, prakasham apnodi. Because one becomes brilliant. That is the reason why Gayatri upasana also. Deva Savituhu. So Savituhu is a sun. That's why when we say Diyo Yona Prachodayat, Bargo Devasya. Devasya Bargaha means Vasaha. The brilliance of the Devatas, may it be available in my intellect. That is the invocation there. Bargo Devasya Dhimahi. Diyo yo naha prachodayat. The very word deva means dyotana deva idi uchyate. The very word div means light. Diva, divas. Divas means what? Day. Div, deepaha, jyotihi, devaha, divine, divya. Divine means what? Which has brilliance. So, divya vastu, meaning divine thing. What is divinity there? It's a brilliance. Mala rahita jyotihi. Sattva is predominant there. When sattva is predominant, the brilliance also increases. Sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasha upajayate sattvam vivruddham idi. When the sattvam vivruddham, when the sattva becomes higher, then sarvadvareshu, from all the various apertures of the body, prakasha upajayate, brilliance starts coming. So, upasana of Surya brings that brilliance. That brilliance is meant for what? It is meant for meditation. It is not for any worldly achievement, it is for meditation. Because only when the intellect is bright, it can overcome the impurities of the mind. Just like when you take a rock, which is said to be gold, and when it is put into the hot fire, it burns away the dirt, and what you get is the molten gold. The gold that can be used for making beautiful ornaments and other things. The impurities are gone. So too, the buddhi, when it has become so clean because of the upasana, the impurities of the mind can be overcome. That is the upasana. Now here, in the verse number 4, we saw, yunjade manaha uta unjade yunjade diyaha vipra viprasya bahu bruhato vipaschitaha. Then hotra vidate vayuna vid ekaha in mahi devasya savidhu parishtihi. Parishtutihi, praise has been done. What? Savitu devasya, of this Surya devasya. It, who is that? Ekaha advitiyaha. This one without a second, comparable only to Brahman. A visible Brahman it is. Vayunavit mayavit. Who can know maya? See, unless we know the problem, we cannot overcome the problem. If you go to a doctor, what is wrong with me? I don't know. Then how can he or she will solve the problem? Chalo, ye bhi le do, ye bhi le do. This is what I give to everybody, you take it also. So by luck, you may get cured also. Then it's a problem. No, the doctor doesn't even know what's the issue. So, mayam tarantite, who will overcome maya? Ye mam prapatyante. Right? those who surrender to me alone can overcome the Maya. Similarly, Vayuna with the one who is the knower of this Maya, for him, Vidate is being offered Hotra, all the offerings. Who is he? Brihataha Vipaschitaha. He is the all pervading, omniscient Viprasya. So may my mind, Yunjate Manaha Uta Unjate Diyaha, may my mind let it connect with him. Let my indriyas and senses connect with him. In that way, we saw this is the idea of upasana. It is said if you take a dark, brown, cold iron and put it into the fire, after some time, that iron ball also will look like a fire. Because of the proximity of fire, in connection with the fire, in the same way, the mind and senses, etc., in the proximity or in meditation on Surya will get the brilliance. Then here the next verse comes, which is so beautiful. When the Parliament of Religion in 1893, Swami Vivekananda was addressing the Parliament of Religion. And at that time, of course, he traveled all the way from India to United States, Chicago. And he was not supposed to be there also. Because, you know, those times there was no communication that easily. You know, probably if anything to be communicated, probably letter has to be sent and takes a whole 3-4 months before it reaches the recipient in India. And if he or she writes, another 3-4 months, because it goes only in the ship. The ship takes 3-4 months to reach. So, but his name was not there in the register, because he was not even involved. So somehow he got into the ship that is coming to United States, and then finally it reached here. Then he found out where it is, what it is, found his way through. There's a very interesting story how he even got into the Parliament of Religion. Nobody knew about it. And they also had no that much, they have understanding of Hinduism anyways. And he had a peculiar dress code also, and wearing some shawl and then with mundas. So they thought that some, and I don't know what he's going to say. So then he stood there. What did he say? My dear brothers and sisters of America. In a chaste English, they were all first of all shocked. We never thought that he would speak such a perfect English there. And what did he say? Oh, children of the immortality. What did he say? Oh, children of the immortality. He didn't say, oh, sinners. Which is what usually they hear from the religious leaders. We are all have committed sins, and therefore, to overcome the sin is this life. Every birth itself is a sin. The only way to overcome this sin called birth is only to surrender to God and ask for forgiveness. For our sin, Christ had got onto the cross and got punished and all that. But here, he addressed the whole audience as, oh, children of the immortality. First of all, they were floored. Oh, what is this? Totally a different perspective. That word came from this chapter, this verse. Amrutasya putraha. Oh, the children of immortality. So the Vedantic wisdom is what? You are immortal until you know you will suffer. I am immortal, each one of us. Immortal means what? Mortality is not for me. For the body, yes. Not for me, the soul. The self is immortal. Atmana vindade viryam, vidyaya vindade amrutam. by knowing yourself, viryam vindate, you are starting to understand the strength, and by vidyaya, by knowledge, amrutatvam vindate, immortality is discovered. It's not, see, anything that is hidden can be discovered. Anything that is not there to be acquired. Vindade means discovery. Already what is there, which is unknown right now, must be known. When we know it, vidyaya amrutatvam hi vindate. So then what we realize? Amrutasya putraha vayam. We are all children of the immortality only. So in this verse, he explains this and declares that yuje vam brahma purtyam. No. Yuje va brahma purvam namo bihi. Viloka kedu patyeva surehe. Shrunmantu vishve amrutasya putraha. Aye damani divyani tastuhu. Vam, we all, you both. Vam means vam. Naha means we. Vaha means you. Vam, you both. You both means what? Both the senses and the mind. You both, yuje, engage. In what? Brahma purvyam. In that Brahman which is purvyam means chirandanam. Ancient, most ancient, Puran. Kavim Puranam Anushasitaram in Gita. Purana. Purana means what? Pura api nava eva sada tishtati. Purana means pura api, even though in the past, in the beginning, and it is always new. Nava idi tishtati. Navavat tishtati. If you ask a small child who is only, you know, very young, how old are you? I'm three. The child is very happy to say, I'm three or four. If you ask a person who is 70-year-old, how old are you? I'm not old. How old are you? I ask. I'm not old, I'm telling you. How young are you? You ask that question. I'm only 70. Because nobody wants to be old. Once one family came and young child was there and the mother said, look at the tata, me. Tata means grandfather. I'm not a grandpa, I'm not even a pa. Grandpa, okay, I guess a grandson. So nobody wants to be old, but it is purvyam, it is not old. Ancient, eternal, everlasting, sanatanam, brahma sanatanam, purvyam means most ancient. At the same time, it is always there, whose time is not known, kalatita vastu. So, yuje vam parma purvam namo bihi. How do you engage in that? Namo bihi, namaskarehi. By salutations, by showing reverence, by dedicating, by surrender. Namo bihi, yuje. By salutations, you engage to connect. And how it is said here, sloka ed vyapatyeta suraihi. బై ద శ్లోక. శ్లోక మీన్స్ శ్లాఖ్యార్థం, స్తుతి అర్థం, స్తోత్రం, శ్లాఖ్యార్థం శ్లోక. శ్లోక మీన్స్ ప్రైజ్. బై ద ప్రైజ్ అండ్ ఏతు పత్యేవ సురేహే వియేతు పత్యేవ. వియేతు మీన్స్ లెట్ ఇట్ స్ప్రెడ్ ఆల్ ఓవర్ అవర్ శ్లోక, అవర్ ప్రైజ్. సురేహే పతి ఏవ ఇన్ ద ప్యాత్ టు బై ది సురేహే పతి ఇన్ ద ప్యాత్ ఆఫ్ ద గాడ్స్. ఇన్ ద 8th చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ భగవద్గీత దేర్ ఇస్ అ క్లియర్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ అబౌట్ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ ఉత్తరాయణ, వాట్స్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఉత్తరాయణ. దేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ దాట్ అగ్ని శుక్ల జ్యోతి అహహ డే బ్రైట్ లైట్ అగ్నిర్జ్యోతిర శుక్ల షణ్మాసా ఉత్తరాయణం. 6 months of ఉత్తరాయణ, ఉత్తరాయణ, నౌ వి ఆర్ ఇన్ ఉత్తరాయణ. ఉత్తర అయనం, నార్దర్న్ కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ నార్దర్న్ సోలాస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సన్ వేర్ వీఆర్ క్లోజర్ టు సన్. దట్ ఈస్ ద రీజన్ వై ఆల్ యువర్ రామనవమి శివరాత్రి అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ అట్ ది టైమ్ వెన్ ది వి ఆర్ క్లోజర్ టు ద సన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ 6. దెన్ వెన్ ద టర్న్ ఆఫ్ ది కోర్స్ ఐ మీన్ నాట్ సన్ ఈస్ నాట్ టర్నింగ్ వీ టర్న్స్ టువర్డ్స్ దక్షిణాయన్ dark 6 months. So there is then dhumo ratri tato krishna day night dhumaha smoke krishna darkness. These are all the dakshinayan. So it is said the one who departs during the uttarayan he go through the goes through the solest sun marga. సన్మార్గ మీన్స్ సత్ మార్గ, సన్స్ మార్గ, ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ ద సన్. సో ద పాత్ ఆఫ్ ద లైట్. దట్స్ వై ఈవెన్ భీష్మ వెన్ హీ వాస్ అటాక్డ్ అండ్ కిల్డ్ అండ్ హీ వాస్ నాట్ డెడ్, హీ వాస్ ఆన్ ద యారో బెడ్ ఆఫ్ యారోస్ వెయిటెడ్ ఫార్ January 14th అండ్ దెన్ హీ లెఫ్ట్. భీష్మ ముక్తి హ్యాపెండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది ఉత్తరాయణ స్టార్టెడ్. Swamiji, if I die in Dakshina, what happens? So such Mahatmas, if they die, it is said that they are kept in a particular suspended time until the Uttarayan starts and then they will start going towards wherever, Brahma Loka, Pitraloka, wherever it is. So the path of the gods is lit by the sun. So when I am thus doing the shloka, సురేహే పతి ఏవ పత మీన్స్ పత్ మీన్స్ పాత్ పతి ఏవ బియేతు మే ఇట్ స్ప్రెడ్ వాట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ చాంట్ అండ్ దేవ్ విశ్వే దేవాహ శృణ్వంతు దేవాస్ మే ఆల్ లిసన్ టు దిస్ ప్రేయర్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ ఆఫరింగ్ యాస్ ఈవెన్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ఈశావాసి ఉపనిషద్ ఆల్సో యెస్టర్డే వి వర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఆన్ దట్ వాట్ ఇస్ దట్ వర్డ్స్ కిరణ్మయేన పాత్రేణ సత్యస్యాపి హితం ముఖం పూషన్ అపావృణు సత్యధర్మాయ దృష్టయే పూషన్ భూషణ్యపై ఏకర్షే యమసూర్య ప్రాజాపత్య. సో వ్యూహరస్మిన్ సమూహ తేజ ఎక్సెట్రా. సో ఎ పర్సన్ హు హాస్ డన్ ద కర్మకాండ నోయింగ్ ప్రిటీ వెల్ దట్ ఈ హ్యాడ్ టు గో త్రూ ది పాత్ ఆఫ్ ద సన్ విల్ ఇన్వోక్ ద సన్ టు టేక్ హిమ్. ఓ షో యువర్ ఫేస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నౌ కవర్డ్. సత్యధర్మాయ దృష్టయే అపావృణ్ ఓపెన్ యువర్ ఫేస్. సో హియర్ this path which is spread by my shloka, which is the path of the gods, in that ye, that's why ye damani divyani atastuhu, ye those people damani who are abiding in the celestial place, divyani damani who are there in the great celestial world, atastuhu devaha Shunmantu Vishve Devaha. May all hear, they all hear this prayer that I am offering. So this is the upasana. That upasana has to be done with the total dedication and love for the Lord, whichever be the Lord. Here it is, because of the Vedic times, they are not having any physical form of Krishna, Rama, or Shiva, or all that thing. They are worshipping directly to the sun, which is considered as the deity of the gods, because he is the most brilliant and illuminating entire world. Not only illuminating, also nourishing the entire world. All the living beings require sun's, you know, nourishment. Not only human beings, all other living beings also. All of them require the beauty and presence of the sun. To that, ye amrutasya putraha. Here, amrutasya putra means vam amrutha, we the amrutasya putraha. Also, one meaning. Other meaning is those celestial beings who are also considered to be amrutha putraha. Because devas are considered to be immortals. So, ye amrutasya putraha shrunmantu. May all those celestial beings who are immortal, may all they listen what I am saying. So, usually kirtanam or prayer, it is done very loudly, not only for us to hear, but also the gods to hear as well. So, this is how the upasana is done. Now comes, you know, upasana is done all right, but Surya upasana also means upasana of with the help of Om, Omkara upasana. Because Om also is representative of Brahman. All right. Now you see, when the ritualistic worship is done, which includes Agni, fire, etc. So in this verse, we'll see the beauty of this verse. Next verse, verse number 6. Agni yatra bhimatyate, vayur yatra dirudhyate, somo yatra dirichyate, tatra sanjayate manah. Yatra agnihi abhimatyate. Where the agni is invoked through churning. Matanam is to churn. Yatra agnihi abhimatyate. Now here in the introduction, Shankara Bhashya says, Yunjanaha pradamam manaha ityadina savitradi prarthana pradibadina yastupunaha prarthanam akrutvavai ananujnanaha san boge pravartate sa boge hetoho karmani karmani eva pravartate ityaha. See, one who is not engaged in the worship of the gods through the yajnas, yunjanaha pradamam manaha ityadina savitradi prarthana pradibadina. More than the rituals, what is important is the prarthana. Yastu punaha prarthanam akrutva. If one is not doing the prarthana, but only doing the ritualistic worship. Ananujnataha. One who is then not really commanded by the sun towards moksha. Sun boge pravartade. See, in our Vedic wisdom, Nitya Naimittika are the karmas that are prescribed. Nitya karma tada naimittika karma. So Nitya karma for a Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they are said three times they do the Sandhya Vandana, worship of the sun. At the beginning of the day when sun rises, and that's why we initiate the children to the Gayatri Upasana. At the beginning of the sun, I mean morning, where the sun rises, at the end of the day when sun settles down, and the middle of the day when sun is up there in the middle, midday. The purpose of that is upasana, no doubt, of the sun. Most importantly, nitya karma does not have any phalam. One may be shocked to know this. Any other karma you do will have a result. Nitya karma se phal nahi milta hai. To kyun karu? Atma shuddhi artham eva. See, even in that mantra which we chant to Surya, in the Sandhyavandana Adhikarma, you are not asking for anything. Please purify me. This purification happens while doing itself. Not uske baad. Nitya karma mein karma karne, karne karte huye hi wo shuddhi ho jata hai. Karmani eva phalam. Karmananantaram. Karma ke baad phalam nahi milta hai. Karma karne, karne ke samay mein at the time itself. So, Nitya Karma does not have any drishta phalam. You cannot see the result as a... Like if I do something and the result is of coming later on, then it is kama only. Kama karma. I mean, it's called kamya karma. So, upasana samaye, this while Vihavan is performing the upasana of worship of the Surya, even while doing the yajna for that, if prarthana is not there, then where does the mind go into? Ananugnyadah san bhoge pravartate. Then the mind will go into bhoga only. So when you go to a temple also, you bring a whole list of what you want, right? Chahiye, 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 chahiye. But upasanasya phalam chitta shuddhi. Ekagrada chintanam. One-pointed attention. So therefore, our Shastra has prescribed Nitya, Naimitya, Kamya, Nishiddha. Nitya karma to be done without looking for any result. Naimitika karma as it is demanded during a situation in life. Kamya karma is performed with an intent to get something desire out of the ritual itself. So in Kamya also two things are. One is selfish, one is unselfish also. Or one is ihak palam, or it says otherwise paraloka palam. Punya ityadi paraloka palam. Iha palam vittam ityadi. So wealth, etc. is in this world. This is called ihaloka prapti. Ihaloka palam. When you say punya I want, then it is sorgadi. Later on, not now. In if you are not in nitya karma, if you are not in naimitika, if you are not in kamya, then it will go to nishiddha. Nishita means abandoned, to be not done. So when we do not recognize what these varieties are, our mind, if it is not worship of God, if it is not the Nitya Karma, then the mind will go to what should not be done, which is Nishita. So a person who is not doing the ritual of worship of the sun with an intent to purify the mind, obviously, if the Nitya Karma is not being done with the Prarthana of Surya to purify the mind will engage in action for Bhoga. So that is what Shankaracharya points out here. Because in the world, Gita says, Kshipram hi manushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. Why? Well, Krishna is explaining why people are interested in karma than jnanam. Because the result of karma is at once. If I do something, and eventually I will get the result. But jnanasya palam, that result of knowledge, indeed, Atmajnanam especially, Atmajnanasya palam na avantara palam. The result of knowledge is not in due course of time. It is at once. Because it is clearing what you don't know. Especially Atmajnan, what does the result of Atmajnanam? The result of Atma knowledge, Atmajnana is to know who I am, and that doesn't take place after some time. As even you are understanding, there itself the clarity comes. इट्स नॉट आत्म ज्ञान मिला, सो अभी मैं नो आफ्टर सम 10 इयर्स आल्सो आई विल अंडरस्टैंड, बट यू अंडरस्टैंड आफ्टर 10 इयर्स. द क्लैरिटी कम्स एज इवन यू परस्यू दैट नॉलेज एंड द रिजल्ट इज आल्सो नॉट आउटसाइड यू, इट इज नॉट समबडी हैज टू गिव इट यू, इट्स नॉट सम देवता हैज टू गिव इट यू, or in some other loka you get it. Even if you miss the point here, when you go to Brahma Loka, there will be Vedanta class. Krama Mukti. There also Brahmaji will be the teacher there. And you have to learn Sanskrit, you know. But you have to learn English only, it is better. So there you have to start from Ramo, Rama, 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 Rama. Because the discussion will be in Sanskrit. Deva Bhasha. Even if you want idli or sambar, they have to ask in Deva Bhasha only. They won't give you that. They don't know what you're talking about. So here, san bhoge pravartade sa bhoga heto karmani eva pravartade itya. So such an individual only engages in those actions which give only the result for his desires. But here, in this particular verse, when we take it as a ritual, then Agnir Yatra Abhimatyate, first of all, Agni has to be invoked. Then Vayuhu Yatra Adirudyate, then Vayu here means the specific deity. The Vayuhu here means the deity of that particular yajna that you are invoking, doing. Vayuhu yatra adiridyate. They have two meanings for this verse. That's why I'm taking the first one. If you take it as a yajna, then Agni is involved, a presiding deity is involved. And Somaha yatra adirichyate. The result of the yajna is Soma. Soma is a divine elixir, Amruta. Adirichyate, it flows. The Yama. Soma is flowing, and that is considered as the result of that yajna. Then taking that, tatra manaha sanjayate. Mind gets involved in there. This is the one meaning of this verse. The second meaning is that here, agnihi yatra abhimatyate means you are doing pranavopasana. And agni is pranavucharanam. It is in the verse, in the previous chapter, in verse number 14, it says, Swadehamaranim krutva pranavam chottararanim jnana nirmadana bhyasat devam pashye nigudavat. Similar to Kaivalya Upanishad. Where Swadehamaranim krutva pranavam chottararanim. So Swadeha, one's own body or one's own, you know, meditating mind as the Adara Arani. Arani means a cup which is made of wood. Uttara Arani, again, another cup made of wood. And then the stick which is put again made of wood. And then you churn. Matanam it's called. Swadeham Aranim Krutva Pranavam Chottara Aranim Dhyana Nirmatanat. What you do in Dhyanam? Matanam. Churning. Continuous chanting and making your mind one-pointed. Yatra Devaha, where the Deva is discovered, Nigudavat, one who is hidden. Just like when a wood is churned, the fire which is hidden comes to manifest. So the Pranava Upasana, again, to be done, Om chanting, everybody would say that, oh, I'm chanting Om, 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 not like that. Yes, Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi said, Uttamastavad Uchamandatah Chittajam Japa Dhyanam Uttamam. So, Dhyan kya hai? Stavat Uchajabah is considered Uttamam. Than just singing bhajans, etc., which is also no doubt very great, at least the mind, like, the child is singing, the mind is engrossed not only in the music part of it, but also the devata who is being praised. is a Govinda or Shiva or Vishnu, once who is devoted to that Lord, even though like Meerabai or Tyagarajas, Purandaradas and all other people, not just for the sake of music they sang, they through the music, they were, their mind is totally engrossed in Bhagavan. That is called Stavanam, Stutihi. Uttamaha Stavat, than that singing, Uccha Japa. Chanting of Om with a loud voice. Why? You have to hear first. Otherwise, the mind will be thinking about all other things. Well, that's why when you go to a temple, when they're doing Aarti, dun, 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 dun. Why? Please listen there. Don't put your mind anywhere else. They make so much of noise. You should forget everything else. But pay attention to the Aarti that is going on. In the marriage also, the boy, is if he starts thinking, it will be a problem. So during the time that the Mangalya Dharan, they make such a noise. You should not think at that time. Even though the priest would say, Savdan! Whenever I hear that, I remember Savudana. So, Savdan. It is, you know, one Maharashtrian saint. He ran away, right?
He ran away, yeah.
Savdan. He ran away. Thank God you remember. Ran away from that place. So, even at the time of marriage, they make such an amount of noise and everybody laughs or not laughs. Of course, they are laughing at him, but everybody is jubilant. They're saying that marriage means happiness. That is the last thing he, last time he will ever experience that. When somebody asks, what is the worst cake you have ever ate? When there's a wedding cake. I don't know. Because after that, I never thought. So why? So you have to chant loud so that the mind does not go anywhere else. Than that. Uttamaha, uttama, uttamaha, meaning than that. Stavad uttamaha, uccha japa. Uccha japa, uttamaha, what? Manda japa. Mild chanting. You must hear only you should hear. Whispering om. So from the loud om, come to the whispering om. Then chittajam japa. Then even the mouth should not be moving, sound should not come, even whispering should not be there, only in the mind, Om. Then dhyana. Dhyana means ajapa. Not japa at all. You're not repeating anything. Again, when the mind is again disturbed, uccha, manda, chitta, ajapa. So keep repeating that until the mind settles down. Another thing that helps you is pranayama. Some people do the Omkara Upasana or the chanting of Om along with Puraka, that is taking the air in the pranayama, includes taking the air and Antapuraka, Antaka Kumbhaka. Antakumbhaka means holding the breath inside. Then rechakaha. Then in releasing the air, when bahir kumbhaka. Air kept outside, not even taking in. So this has to be done under the guidance of a teacher. You cannot do it yourself, especially if one is suffering high blood pressure, etc. This should not be done without the guidance of a proper teacher. So purakaha, antakumbhaka, rechakaha, bahir kumbhaka. Then again, Puraka. So, this needs to be done. So, that is what is given. Vayuhu yatra nirudyate. Adirudyate, sorry. Controlled. Vayuhu. That is pranava. I mean, that is called pranaya. So, first is Omkara, which is Agni yatra abhimatyate. Tadanantaram vayuhu yatra adirudyate. So, pranava mantra ucharanam tadanantaram or along with that is pranayama. when that is done, then somaha yatra adirichyate. Somaha means what? Soma means, in this literal translation, is an elixir. But sauma shivaha. Soma is what? Soma ishwaraha. Sauma ishwaraha. Soma means one who is wielding the moon. On meaning, sauma. Umaya. So, along with uma. That is Shiva, Bhagavan, in the form of an innermost deity, is continuously meditated upon as Brahman. This is called Brahma Akara Vrittihi Atirichate. When the mind has become quiet by the help of the control of the breath, such a mind will be able to maintain the one single thought of Brahman. Tatra Manaha Sanjayate. Mind become completely abiding in that case. So that's the second meaning of this mantra. So it is known, one way of looking at it is a ritual, another way is considered as a contemplation. Why that is important? Because the next verse is about meditation. If it is merely ritual, how do you shift from there to the meditation here? So this is to be understood as a connecting link. So, it is said, Antakarane Sanjayate Parimurna Ananda Advitiya Brahmakaram Manaha Tasmat Pradama Yajna Anushtanam Tadaha Prana Mayadi Tadaha Samadhihi Tadaha Vakyartha Jnana Nishpatihi Tadaha Kridakrityata. This is what Shankaracharya puts it. Where Tasmat Pradamam Yajna Anushtanam Tada Pranayamadi Tadaha Samadhihi. And then Tadaha Vakyartha Jnanam, the understanding of Mahavakya Nishpatihi Tadaha Kridakrityata, the complete fulfillment. So continuing here in the verse number 7. Savita Savitra Savitra Prasavena
Savitra Prasavena
Jusheda Brahma Purvayam
Jusheda Brahma Purvayam
Tatrayonim Krunavase
Tatrayonim Krunavase
Nahite Purvamakshipat Prasavena. Prasavena means Anujnanena. Anujnaya. Ajnaya, by the command of the, by the grace of the blessing of the Savitra, Savitra Prasavena, of the blessings of the sun god, Brahma Purvyam Jusheta, Seveta, worship the Brahman, not the Surya, which is a visible presence there, but what you need to actually, what you are actually worshipping is Surya Narayana only. Bhagavan only, or the Brahman only you are actually worshipping. Forget about the sun which is visibly seen there. Through him you are looking at Brahman. Who is he? Purvyam, as we have seen. It's called Sanatanam, eternal Brahman. Purvyam Brahma Jusheta Seveta Tatra Yonim krunavase. Yonim means Brahmani nishtam kurushva. In that, through that, what is important is nishta. Nishta means abidance. So the very process of doing all these things is to have nitaram sthanam. Brahmani nitaram sthanam. Swamiji, it is very abstract now. See, very simple thing is, when you are at sleep, where is your nishta? Where are you staying? When you go to sleep, some of you are already in, almost there. So where are you going? You do go anywhere. So ja raha hu. Kahan ja rahe ho? Physically, you're not going anywhere. So mind is not anymore here. Mind is not with the body. Mind is not with the world. Mind is not with the problems. That's why we like it. If it is, and there also there is a problem, you wouldn't feel like going there. Where there is no problem, where there is no mind, where there is no body, where there is no issues which are now I am troubling with or concerned about. So, where manaha samadhiyade, it is able to subside. But unknowingly, naturally, swabhavikena. Samadhi is not swabhava. Samadhi becomes prayatna. Prayatnena gachati. It reaches there with prayatna, not out of prakritijanita swabhava. It is not the bodily, you know, habit or mental habit or the daily habit. It's any. Samadhi should not become a swabhava. Swabhava always should become prayatna. In the sense that it has to be effortfully engaged in. Later on it become, you know, saha. It will become sahaja. That's why I said in that, you know, manasa puja of in that it is said, what is it there? Sushuptihi samadhi avastha. Nidra samadhi stitihi. Yatra nidra samadhi stitihi. For such a person, samadhi stitihi nidra. Nidra is not there anymore for him. So here, why it is considered to be difficult? Because we are not engaging in that very process. We are only going to sleep. Later on, he will talk about how to make your mind available for this samadhi. Tatra yonim krinavase. Yonim means very source, very root. What? Brahmani nishtam kurushva. If you do the Brahma nishta that way, nahite to you, purvam akshipat. Purva means purva karmani, na phalam dadadi. Meaning what? Your karmas will not give any more result there. Because karmani, karmana phalam, the result of karma will definitely come to anybody and everybody, until one has burned the karma through jnana. Sarvam karma kilam partha, jnani pari samapyade. Karma palani abhi samapyade. Because punya karma also has a result. Apa karma also has got a result. Any result will make you come back. Good or bad. When does it end? Only when nishta is done. So, te purtam means karma, akshipat, na akshipat. It does not, akship is to throw actually. Na akshipat, it doesn't throw the result to you. This is the Vedic way of putting things. It doesn't give any more results to you. So, therefore, intention of this verse is, when you thus take the blessings of the sun, proceed on there, maintaining it to be Brahman, abiding in that, there is no more result for such an individual. That is said there. We'll see more of it in the next class. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Kaschit dukkha bhatma vet. Om shanti shanti shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Vyo Namaha. Hari Om.